Hey guys, Pastor Jürgen here. I'm so glad you're tuning into one of our powerful messages that is guaranteed to absolutely elevate your life to another level. At Awaken, we only want to preach fresh, real, powerful to help you grow stronger in your walk with God, develop your faith so you can take more territory. I'm praying that God blesses you and enriches your soul as you listen to this amazing word from God. God bless you. Hey church, Pastor Jürgen here. What an honor to be able to share with you on this Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday, what an incredibly powerful day in the calendar, not just the calendar of the year or even the Christian calendar, but in the calendar of the life of every believer. The Easter weekend is possibly the most powerful weekend. It begins with the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ on Friday, otherwise known as Good Friday, and then the resurrection 3 days later on Sunday, where Jesus rose out of the grave, conquering death, conquering hell, and giving you and I everlasting life. Why is it so powerful? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, there are two verses I want to draw your attention to. In verse 17, it says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And then if you skip down and go to verse 21, the Bible says in verse 21 that God made him who knew no sin, Jesus Christ, become sin, so that you and I might in him become the righteousness of God. We didn't become the righteousness of a rabbi. We didn't become the righteousness of a priest. We didn't become the righteousness of a good person. The Bible says because of what Jesus did on the cross, we became the righteousness of God himself. The reason I drew your attention to those two verses is because the Easter weekend, the Easter message, the Easter story bookends man's two greatest needs. Your and my two most powerful wants, greatest needs, is number one, to have our sins, our shame, our guilt, our transgressions, our mistakes atoned for. There are so many people that turn to drugs, turn to alcohol, turn to booze, turn to anxiety medication, or plummet into severe depression because they can't reconcile themselves from the mistakes they've made in the past, things that they regret, things they have shame about, things that haunt them in the night, things that they have either done or have been done to them, and there's no escape, there's no freedom, there's no peace from the torment. Jesus, when he hung on the cross, was an innocent man taking on all the sins of the world, your sin, my sin, and even the sins of those who abused you, those who violated you, those who misused you, or those who are just nasty to you. Jesus died on the cross on the Friday to break the power of those sins so that you could have forgiveness, so that you could know that your sin has been atoned for. And the Bible says that God takes our sin and he casts it from us as far as the east is from the west. So far has he removed our transgressions from us. Another translation says that God casts our sins into the sea of forgetfulness because he remembers them no more. What a beautiful thing to stand before a holy God, sometimes overwhelmingly aware of my shortcomings, my shortfallings, my transgressions, my violations of his perfect law. And yet when I come before him, all I hear is love, affection, and approval. And I'm like, God, come on. Like, you remember what I did last week? And he says, actually, no, I don't. If you ask for forgiveness, I forgave you. And I took that sin and I cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. God is not forgetful like a man. I forget things all the time. Ask my wife when we go shopping. I can't tell you how many times I've gone out and I've forgotten to take my wallet at the restaurant. And it's awkward. Human beings, we forget things we need to remember. And we have a hard time not remembering the things we ought to forget. God is perfect in his love. God is perfect in his forgiveness. God doesn't forgive and remember. The Bible says love keeps no record of wrongs. When God forgives you, he willfully chooses to forget. He willfully chooses to forget that you've ever violated his will, ever violated his laws, ever transgressed, ever committed sin. It's the most liberating thing. That's why you'll see in the worship people lifting their hands
When we lift our hands in the worship, we're literally casting the burden off to God. We're literally celebrating, God, you've lifted me up out of the miry clay. You've lifted me up out of the smoldering wax. You've lifted me up out of the pit of hell. You've lifted me up out of my brokenness and despair, and you've set me free. I used to travel quite a bit, and when I'd come home and my kids were little, soon as I opened the door, my kids would come running up and they'd lift their hands. I knew what that meant. They didn't have to speak. It was a nonverbal communication. When they lifted their hands, I knew it was Daddy, pick me up. You'll find that when you lift your hands in worship, there's a pickup that happens with God, and that freedom, that forgiveness, that cleansing of our soul, that knowing that all your past is washed away. You don't have to turn over a new leaf only to have the wind blow and turn it back over. God gives you a brand new life. But that's not all Jesus did. He didn't just die on the cross on Friday night so you and I could have atonement for our sin. The Bible says that Jesus, when he died on the cross, went into death. He literally went into death and hell, death and Hades. He went there so that you never have to go there. Jesus went there to destroy death and hell so that you wouldn't have to experience eternal damnation and eternal separation from God. And he rose again on the third day, conquering death, conquering hell, destroying all the works of the devil. Why did he do that? Because Friday night, Jesus dealt with our past. Sunday, he was securing our future. Every single human being longs to have atonement for their past, for their transgressions and their mistakes, but every human being longs to have a security about their future, to have a security about what lies ahead. I want good days lying ahead of me. I want my best days to be in front of me, not behind me. When Jesus rose on the Sunday, he had with him in his right hand the keys of death and the keys of hell. He stripped them from the devil. So when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you put your faith in one who conquered the grave, who conquered death, who conquered hell, who conquered evil, who conquered the devil, who conquered everything that can be conquered so that you could have everlasting life. You could have forgiveness. You could have a future. You can have heaven, but not just heaven when you die, heaven right here. And right now, that's what Jesus Christ did on the cross. It is so powerful. That's what Jesus Christ did on Sunday when he rose from the dead. That's why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Now, you may say, well, hang on a minute. Whoa, how does that even affect me? Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, same chapter, Romans 8, verse 11, it says, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same Spirit working in our members. What does that mean? It means that God is resurrecting things. You will find that as you walk into the house of God and as you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you'll find that there is a power not to make you religious, not to make you a dork, but to make you live, to resurrect broken dreams, to resurrect broken marriages, to resurrect broken relationships, to resurrect broken aspirations. All of us come in with a level of brokenness. All of us come in where we've buried something, we've given up on something, we've put something to death. What Jesus Christ does is he brings resurrection. He brings new life. If I was really honest with you, my own story, my own testimony, when I came to Jesus Christ, I had such a low picture of my future from all the words that I heard. From all the words that I was no good and I, why couldn't I measure up and why could I never please my father? He had standards. No matter how hard I tried, I could never meet them. I was always a disappointment. So I just literally put to death that I'd ever please him. I put to death that I'd ever amount to anything. I put to death that I could ever do anything significant for God or significant with my life. But I found when I walked into the house of God, I walked into the house of transformation. It was a house of transformation because of Easter, because of what Jesus did for my past on the Friday and what Jesus secured for my future when he rose from the dead on the Sunday. When you are born again, when you receive Christ, the Bible says death no longer has power over you. You have everlasting life. But even more than that, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same Spirit working on the inside of you right now to bring resurrection to dreams, to hopes, to all the things that you put to death that you may have given up on. He resurrects you from being addicted and in chains and slavery to bondage, to drugs or alcohol or gambling or lust or pornography, whatever that is, Jesus Christ brings resurrection power. He'll bring you up out of death, bring you up out of the grave. That's what Easter is all about. Jesus Christ came, an innocent man. He became the Lamb of God, sacrificed for our sins. Friday he atoned, Sunday he conquered. The Bible says this, that for this reason, 1 John 3 verse 8, for this reason Jesus was manifest in the earth to destroy the works of the devil. It is such a great thing to know that the devil doesn't have the ultimate say, doesn't have any power over my life, that I have the God, the living God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, living on the inside of me that destroyed the works of the devil. You can have victory, you can be more than a conqueror, and you can live life and life more abundantly. That's the Easter message. That's the good news. Right now, one of our beautiful campus pastors is going to come up, and they're going to come up onto this platform, and they're going to give you an opportunity to respond. This is not a time to get up and leave. This is a time to close your eyes, examine your heart, and choose to respond to this message. I implore you, the greatest decision I ever made was giving my life to Jesus Christ. When you do that, everything changes. You will experience the atonement on the Friday and the conquering resurrection on the Sunday, all in one. He'll forgive your past and secure your future.
Wow, what an amazing word. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, listen, for more information about our church, go to www.awakenchurch.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already and download our app. It is amazing. It is chock full of incredible messages, information about upcoming events, and you can even support our ministry if you feel so inclined. We loved having you with us today. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Live a life that is transformative. Bye for now.